And we're back here on this getaway Friday, July the 10th, 2020, 7-10-2020. And away we go on the air here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. Now, last hour with our slang terms, we did not do very well at all. So, this hour, we're going to go back to our Independence Day trivia because we had some trivia prepared for last Friday night that we never got to. That has to do with the independence of our country, 4th of July trivia, I guess you could call it. And I think it's still relevant at this particular juncture to go through this because we all should know about the country. So let's see what we all know about our country. So away we go here. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Now that's a pretty easy one. Does anybody know what year the Declaration of Independence was adopted? I'll give you a couple more questions here. Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? And I'll give you one more here. On what date did the Continental Congress vote to declare independence in the year they did? Now, when I'm talking date, all you have to do is give me the month and the day. Like today is July the 10th. Like that. That's the date I want. So those are the three questions we have open right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The three questions on the table. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know what year that was? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know that? And on what date did the Continental Congress vote to declare its independence? Now I'm talking about the month and the day here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? And on what date did the Continental Congress vote to declare its independence? Now, I may get one more in here. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Apart from Thomas Jefferson, who was the only other signer of the Declaration of Independence to later become president of the United States? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Four questions out there. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Aside from Thomas Jefferson, who was the only other signer of the Declaration of Independence to become President of the United States? On what date did the Continental Congress vote to declare independence? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? Go ahead, caller.
The Declaration of Continental Congress, I think, was July 4, 1776.
That's actually not right.
Well, then this is wrong what I'm looking at. Continental Congress.
Yeah, that's what people think. They think it was July 4th, 1776, because that's when we celebrate the history of our country. But it wasn't actually... vote.
Then they better change a lot of these websites.
Now, wait, what does the website say exactly? Does it say sign?
It says the declaration was transposed on paper, adopted by the Continental Congress, and signed by John Hancock, President of the Congress, July 4th, 1776.
Now, it may have been signed, but the question I have is when did they vote to declare independence?
You didn't say that before.
Well, yeah, that's the question.
Okay.
On what date did the Continental Congress vote to declare independence?
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's what we're looking for. The day they took the vote. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 19 and a half minutes past the hour. Okay, four questions on the table. Does anybody know the answers? In which year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know that? What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? On what date did the Continental Congress vote to declare independence? And I just need the month and the day. Apart from Thomas Jefferson, who was the only other signer of the Declaration of Independence to later become president of the United States? Does anybody know the answers to any of those? Our American history quiz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 20 minutes past the hour. Do we know our American history? Do we know what other signer of the Declaration of Independence, aside from Thomas Jefferson, went on to become president? Do we know the date that the Continental Congress voted to declare independence? Go ahead, caller.
Was that July 2nd?
July 2nd, that's right. The day they actually voted was on July the 2nd. Now, I think it took them a while, took 2 days for everybody to sign it.
Okay.
Yeah, but the day they actually voted was on July the 2nd.
All right.
Interesting. Thank you.
All right.
So there's a little bit of trivia for you. It was actually July the 2nd when they voted to declare independence. All right. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know the year? All I need is the year. Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? Apart from Thomas Jefferson, who was the only other signer of the Declaration of Independence to later become President of the United States? And I'll give you another question since we've got one answered. Which three U.S. presidents have all died on July the 4th? We've had three U.S. presidents all die on July the 4th. Does anybody know who they were? What three U.S. presidents have all died on July the 4th? Apart from Thomas Jefferson, who was the only other signer of the Declaration of Independence to later become President of the United States? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? In which year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know the answers to those questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Was that John Adams?
John Adams. On the other president?
Yeah.
Yep. John Adams was the other president who signed the Declaration of Independence, aside from Thomas Jefferson. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, the answer was John Adams. All right, back to our questions here. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? That was our first question. Not a hard question. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Which statesman and president was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? Which three U.S. presidents all died on the 4th of July? Which three U.S. presidents all died on the 4th of July? Does anybody know that? And then I'll give you another one since we have one answered here. In what year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? In which year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence mainly.
Yep, Thomas Jefferson was the principal author. You have got
and
it.
I don't know the three presidents, but Jefferson and John Adams died on July 4th. I know those two.
They on the 50th anniversary of July the 4th,
yeah.
1820, same day.
I guess Adams said Jefferson lives.
That was
when he died. It was kind of ironic because word didn't get around in those years. You know, he didn't know that Jefferson had died.
Died that morning.
This is the Verner's root beer or Verner's ginger ale guy.
Oh yeah, anything you look in, whatever belief system or whatever, there's something very serendipitous that two presidents, two people who signed the Declaration of Independence, the only two presidents who did, both died on the same day. That just happened to be the 4th of July,
which just happened
to be the 50th anniversary, and neither one of them were like under suspicious circumstances. They just were old.
That's right.
It's very strange, but yeah, you've got.
I know the Declaration was. I know it was much later. It was in the 80s, I think. 1780s, wasn't it? 86 or somewhere in that area, I think.
When it was declared a holiday?
When it was officially designed by Congress.
You mean when it was adopted?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
That's pretty close, I think.
Did you say, what range were you in?
86.
86?
Middle 80s.
No, it wasn't in the 1880s.
Or 1780s.
Right? Not in the 1780s either.
I was thinking it was in the 80s. I know it was quite a while after. So. Okay,
it's
anyway.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Mm. Well, we've got a couple answered on that question, but we've still got one hanging out there. The question was, which three U.S. presidents have all died on July the 4th? Now, we've got Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. Those were two. There's two of them. They actually died on the same day, same year, 50th anniversary of July the 4th. But one other president has died on July the 4th. Who is the other president that we're missing that died on July the 4th? In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know what year the Declaration of Independence was adopted? All right, let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think it's John Adams, James Monroe, and Thomas Jefferson.
James Monroe was the third one. You had a different year. He died in 1831, but they all died on July the 4th. That is right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yes, it was James Monroe, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson all died on the 4th of July. All right. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Our first question, we still don't have an answer there. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? In what year did Congress first declare July 4th an unpaid federal holiday? And I'll give you two more questions, new questions, since we've had some questions answered here. Which year did it become a paid federal holiday? How about that? And then the other new question, which department store chain has sponsored New York's annual 4th of July fireworks display since 1976. Which department store chain has sponsored New York's annual 4th of July fireworks display since 1976? Which department store chain is that? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become an unpaid federal holiday? And what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A lot of year questions here on the table. Does anybody know the answers to any of them? 740-383-9944. Coming up on 30 minutes past the hour here. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And which department store chain has sponsored New York's annual 4th of July fireworks display since 1976? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, July the 10th, 2020, 7/10/2020. All right, we've got four questions on the table right now, 740-383-9944. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know the year? That was our first question. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did it become a paid federal holiday? Go ahead, caller.
Would that department store be Macy's?
The department store, yes. Which department store has sponsored New York's annual 4th of July fireworks display since 1976? That is Macy's Department Store, the people who do the Thanksgiving Day Parade as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 32 minutes past the hour. Let's add a new question here since we got the Macy's question. All right, what do we have here? Held since 1785, which parade is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration? Does anybody know that? Held since 1785, which parade is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration? There's your new question. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become an unpaid federal holiday? In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
No, what was that question again?
The one we just threw out there?
Yeah.
Since 1785, which parade is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration?
I have to think about it. I hit the button by mistake there.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye. Yeah, the question is, held since 1785, which parade is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? You can just guess a year. See what comes up. In what year did the 4th of July first become an unpaid federal holiday? Does anybody know that year? And our original question, in what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Those are your four questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 and a half minutes past the hour here. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? In what year did Congress first declare July 4th an unpaid federal holiday? What year did it become a paid federal holiday? And held since 1785, which parade is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration? Does anybody know the answers on those? If you come within 5 years, I'll even give you a 10. If you come within 10 years of any of these year questions, I'll give it to you. So if you come within 10 years, I'll give it to you. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What year did Congress first declare July 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? And what year was July 4th declared to be a paid federal holiday? If you come within 10 years on any of those, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And then our other question. Held since 1785, which parade is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration? Does anybody know what that is? And I may even throw one more question in here since we have all these year questions. Who played the role of Captain Stephen Hiller in the 1996 movie Independence Day? Well, there's a recent movie. Who played the role of Captain Stephen Hiller in the 1996 movie Independence Day? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be the, let's see now, the Bristol, Rhode Island parade?
Yes, the Bristol 4th of July parade held in Bristol, Rhode Island is the oldest Independence Day celebration. You have got it.
Thank you.
Been going on since 1785. All right, phone lines are open. 37 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who played the role of Captain Stephen Hiller in the 1996 movie Independence Day? Here's another question for you. How many colonies signed the Declaration of Independence? There's one back from elementary school. How many colonies signed the Declaration of Independence? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did Congress first declare July 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? And remember, on any of those questions involving years, if you get within 10 years, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be a paid federal holiday? What year was the 4th of July made an unpaid federal holiday? Who played Captain Stephen Hiller in the 1996 movie Independence Day? And how many colonies signed the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Know Your American History, coming up on 39 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. How many colonies signed the Declaration of Independence? That goes back to elementary school. Who played the role of Captain Stephen Hiller in the 1996 movie Independence Day? What year did 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become an unpaid federal holiday? And what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? And if you come within 10 years on any of the year questions, I'll give you the question. 740-383-9944, coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. You know, it's kind of interesting when you look at this 4th of July Independence Day trivia. It's interesting what we know and what we don't know. Now, you have to wonder, somebody coming into this country, what do they know as much as we know? Would we be able to pass a test to get into this country? Would we be able to pass a test to get into this country? Because a lot of these questions, I imagine, would appear on a citizenship test. I would love to see the citizenship test. I've never seen it. I don't know what you have to know to get into this country. I think it would be fascinating to find out. Does anybody know? Has anybody ever taken the citizenship test or seen the citizenship test? I think that would be a fascinating thing to learn. We talk about it all the time, that people should come in this country the right way and take a test and get in, but what is the test? What does the test look like? I'd love to know that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, we had a conversation earlier on, of course, going back to the Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben controversy that's been going on. And that's a real interesting... I don't know. What are people's feeling? We really don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Will Smith maybe played Captain Stephen Hiller?
He did. Captain Stephen Hiller in 1996 was portrayed by Will Smith in Independence Day. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, it was. It was Will Smith. You know, I've never seen the movie Independence Day. I knew it was Will Smith, though. I remember when that movie came out. It was a very, very, very big deal. But other than that, I don't really know much about the movie Independence Day. But does anybody know why this whole syrup thing is even a controversy? What about the mask thing right now? Boy, people are getting antsy about the mask thing. That's becoming a heavy-duty thing. I'll tell you that without question. Go ahead, caller.
13 colonies.
13 colonies. You, I believe that's right. Back to the old elementary
school. I checked it before I called.
Oh.
I don't want to make a fool out of myself.
You double check. How are things out on the road today?
Pretty good.
Good. So 13.
Nice and steady.
13 colonies. We got it. Well, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, Scott.
All right. We've got the 13 colonies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many colonies signed the Declaration of Independence? That was 13. Didn't we all learn that back in elementary school? I remember learning that in elementary school. All right, we've still got our year questions here. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Now remember, if you come within 10 years, I'll give it to you. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And we'll throw in some other questions since we have some answered here. Which signer of the Declaration of Independence became the first U.S. ambassador to France? How about that? which signer of the Declaration of Independence became the first United States ambassador to France? Here's another one. Which bird did Benjamin Franklin propose should be the national bird? Does anybody know that, old Ben Franklin? Does anybody know which bird did Ben Franklin propose should be the national bird? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour, coming up on 45 minutes. We'll take a minute break here at the 45-minute mark. Come back with 15 minutes. See if we can get some of these questions answered. We've got a whole hour coming up at noon, which should be a lot of fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see if we get a question right here. Go ahead, caller.
Was that the bald eagle?
Not the bald eagle, no.
Probably the buzzard.
not a buzzard either, but a good guess. Not the bald eagle, not the buzzard. All right, we're coming up on the break here. We'll be back in exactly 60 seconds on WWGH Radio. Let's see here. Caller, hold the line. We'll be right with...
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
46 minutes past the hour here. Here we are. Go ahead, caller.
It's a turkey.
It's a turkey. You're right. Old Ben Franklin at that time decided that...
I couldn't believe that. But it's a turkey.
I heard that
on the radio, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, maybe trivia over the 4th or something. But can you imagine if our national bird was the turkey?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I wonder if we would still eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
I don't know, but, you know, national bird.
Well, you know, I wonder what his reasoning, because Ben Franklin was a very smart man. I wonder what his reasoning was for making the national bird a turkey.
A turkey, yeah.
Had to be something.
I have no idea what was going through that man's head.
Well, maybe he had we know he liked to hit the bottle a little bit.
Well, that's true.
Maybe he had a few sips that day and decided it should be the turkey.
I don't know, but can you just... picture, like, on top of flagpoles.
Yeah, big turkey.
And a turkey.
Big turkey. Yeah, it'd be trouble, wouldn't it?
I think it would be hilarious.
Well, you know, he was a smart man, and I think he probably had a reason that we don't know, but...
Well, I'm glad he was vetoed, and the eagle is much, much better.
I think you're... Do you think people know the national bird? When we look at all this trivia, do you think people really know it?
About the bird?
Well, about America
about
in general.
Our history.
Yeah.
I don't think we could pass our immigration test.
Now, isn't that a problem? As far as the immigration test goes, if we can't even pass it?
Yeah, I doubt if the majority of Americans could.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Including myself.
Oh, I think we're all in that boat. You've got it right. But yeah, it was the turkey. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Old Ben Franklin and his turkey. All right. What other questions do we have here? 740-383-9944. Which signer of the Declaration of Independence became the first U.S. ambassador to France? Does anybody know that? Which signer of the Declaration of Independence became the first U.S. ambassador to France? Here's another one for you. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Now, there's an interesting one for you. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, wasn't that the first meal they had when they landed at Plymouth Rock?
Well, you know, 1492 is the whole Columbus story. Now, the first Thanksgiving, you mean with the Pilgrims?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's the Puritans now, and I'm not sure if that... I think they had turkey, but I'm not really sure if Thanksgiving is really what we think it is. But that could have been his reasoning for wanting to make it the turkey.
Yeah, okay.
It might have. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's maybe why Ben Franklin wanted to make it the turkey, but those stories are a little sketchy now. The Puritans, the Pilgrims, the Indians, the Native Americans, Christopher Columbus, 1492. It's all a little sketchy now. Coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here. Remember, we've got a whole nother hour this morning. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? 740-383-9944. This is an interesting one. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Does anybody know that? Interesting answer. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Which signer of the Declaration of Independence became the first United States ambassador to France? Does anybody know that? What year did the 4th of July become an unpaid federal holiday? Remember, if you come within 10 on these year questions, I'll give them to you. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And conversely, what year did the 4th of July become an unpaid federal holiday? What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Hey, it's Terry.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Hey, I Googled that U.S. naturalization test to become a citizen.
Oh, what's that all about? What's the deal?
And it just says there's three parts. It says there's a writing, a reading, and a civics test.
Really?
I couldn't find out any of the questions that they asked, though.
Well, isn't that interesting?
It just said that there's 100 civics questions, but you only be asked 10 of the 100, and you have to get 6 out of the 10 correct.
So the person giving the test, is it just at their discretion?
The way I understand, they're random questions.
Oh, they just randomly hit you. So there's 100 altogether.
You have to study those 100. Then out of those 100, 10 will be asked. You'll be asked 10 of those 100, and you have to get 6 of the 10 correct.
But we really don't know what the questions are.
Yeah, I scrolled through, and I couldn't find any of the questions.
Well, isn't that strange? But there's three parts to it, you say.
Yeah, they said there was a writing, a reading, and a civics part.
A writing, a reading, and a civics part. Well, that is very, very strange.
Yeah. Like I say, I've spent the last 5 minutes or so trying to find some of the questions. I couldn't find any of the questions.
You know, I don't even know where you go to take this test.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, if it's given like at a school or, you know, or what. I don't know where you go.
I tell you, it's hard to tell some days. This is a very weird thing when you think about it.
Yeah, I was listening to you, and I just figured I'd, you know, maybe try to Google it and see if I could come up with some answers, but that's the best I got. So.
Well, if you find anything, let me know.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Apparently, the test to get into this country is an unknown test at this particular juncture. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got a whole nother hour after this one. Exchange Club today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. In which year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know that? And you can come within 10 years on this one. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? That was our first question. In what year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Go ahead, caller.
Benjamin Franklin was the ambassador to France.
I was so hoping somebody would get that after all that Ben Franklin stuff we did last week.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, the signer of the Declaration of Independence who became the first U.S. ambassador to France was good old Ben Franklin, which proves that good old Ben Franklin did like to have a sip or two, and maybe that's where the turkey thing came from as far as that all goes. Go ahead, caller. Are you
Hello?
There? Yes.
Yes.
we'll get it worked out here.
Was that Sean?
Let's see here. John?
Sean? Who was it?
Who?
Trying to find the answers to the citizens test.
Oh, that was Terry.
Okay, tell him to just Google how can I find the answers to the test so you can study them.
Well, that's true. I mean, shouldn't we know as American citizens what's on the test to get into this country?
Well, that's how you do it, because that made me think that when I was trying to get my amateur radio license, you went to the area that showed you what to study. And so I thought, well, it's probably the same thing with the citizens.
Oh, okay. Well, so Terry should Google what out there listening right now?
Google where to go for the answers, or for the questions for the citizenship test.
Okay, Terry, I know you're out there listening. So Google Google that, and do you know the answers to any of these questions?
Well, the ambassador was Ben Franklin.
But do you know why he wanted it to be the turkey, the national bird?
Oh, I don't know. The only thing I can think of is there was kind of, it was associated with the pilgrims. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't really think he thought in terms of it sitting up on top of a flagpole.
Probably not. They probably didn't think we were going to jam a bird up on the pole like that. He probably didn't think about that in those days.
I don't think he did.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 56 minutes past the hour here. We still got a whole another hour to go with Exchange Club. 740-383-9944. Terry out there running down the immigration quiz for this country. Hopefully we'll get some answers on that. All right. Does anybody know? It's an interesting question. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? And I'll give you another one here, since I think we've got we got the Ben Franklin question answered. Okay, here's another one for you. Who played the role of Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July? Does anybody know that? Who played the role of Ron Kovic? Hope I'm saying that right. Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July. So the question's right now. Who played the role of Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And if you come within 10 years, I'll give it to you. What year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? If you come within 10 years, I'll give you that one. And in which year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? In which year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? And you can come within 10 years. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. We don't know what's going to happen at noon today. We've had a little controversy in weeks past. We had 2 weeks where I thought everything was okay, but maybe it wasn't. And then last week, we had a little contretemps during the noon hour, which I thought ended okay. I thought we were just fine. And now we don't know what will happen at noon today. Something might happen. Something might not happen. Who knows at this point? I can't read minds. That's what I've learned in this whole thing. I am not a mind reader. That's what you learn as time goes on. But we'll see. We'll see if we worked everything out last week, because I haven't heard anything. really in the week that has come down the pike since then. I would think that things would be fine. If you listened to this show last week when that all went down, I think everything is fine now. But I guess we'll find out momentarily. All right. What year did the Declaration of Independence get adopted? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be a paid federal holiday? What year did Congress declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Why was the Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? And who played the role of Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July? Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've got Terry traveling around in an undisclosed location out there trying to get the citizenship questions for us here. We've got a whole nother hour. We're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. We'll be back. Got a whole hour with Exchange Club coming up here from 12:15 to 1. Who knows what we'll be doing? Maybe it'll be trivia. Maybe it'll be a normal Exchange Club. I don't know. We'll find out in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host Astor and comedian Charles Grodin,